Chapter 19. Promises to Man. God has withheld nothing from man that could promote his happiness or secure to him eternal riches. He has clothed the earth with beauty and furnished it with everything necessary for the comfort of man during his temporal life. When we take into our hands the management of things with which we have to do and depend upon our own wisdom for success, we are taking a burden which God has not given us, and are trying to bear it without His aid. We are taking upon ourselves the responsibility that belongs to God, and thus are really putting ourselves in His place. We may well have anxiety and anticipate danger and loss, for it is certain to befall us. But when we really believe that God loves us and means to do us good, we shall cease to worry about the future. We shall trust God as a child trusts a loving parent. Then our troubles and torments will disappear, for our will is swallowed up in the will of God. There are evils which man may lessen but can never remove. He is to overcome obstacles and make his surroundings instead of being molded by them. He is not left to battle with temptations and trials in his own strength. Jesus left the royal courts of heaven and suffered and died in a world degraded by sin, that he might teach men how to pass through the trials of life and overcome its temptations. Here is a pattern for us. God has made every provision to bring salvation within our reach, but he will not thrust it upon us against our will. He has laid down conditions in his word, and we should diligently, interestedly, with heart and mind, set about the task of learning these conditions, lest we make some mistake and fail to secure our title to the mansions above. Nothing can happen in any part of the universe without the knowledge of Him who is omnipresent. Not a single event of human life is unknown to our Maker. While Satan is constantly devising evil, the Lord our God overrules all, so that it will not harm His obedient, trusting children. The same power that controls the boisterous waves of the ocean can hold in check all the power of rebellion and of crime. God says to one, as to the other, "Thus far shalt thou go, and no farther." It seems almost too good to believe that the Father can and does love any member of the human family as He loves His Son. But we have the assurance that He does, and this assurance should bring joy to every heart, awakening the highest reverence and calling forth unspeakable gratitude. God's love is not uncertain and unreal, but a living reality. It is a marvel to me that God will bear with the perversity of the children of men so long, bearing with their disobedience, and yet suffering them to live, abusing His mercies, bearing false witness against Him in most wicked statements. But God's ways are not our ways, and we will not marvel at His loving forbearance and tender pity and infinite compassion. For He has given an unmistakable evidence that this is just like His character, slow to anger, showing mercy unto thousands of those who love Him and keep His commandments. The Lord works continually to benefit mankind. He is ever imparting His bounties. He raises up the sick from beds of languishing. He delivers men from peril which they do not see. He commissions heavenly angels to save them from calamity, to guard them. Not one who is earnest and persevering will fail of success. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. The weakest saint, as well as the strongest, may wear the crown of immortal glory. All may win who, through the power of divine grace, bring their lives into conformity to the will of Christ. The Lord is disappointed when His people place a low estimate upon themselves. He desires His chosen heritage to value themselves according to the price He has placed upon them. God wanted them, else He would not have sent His Son on such an expensive errand to redeem them. He has a use for them, and He is well pleased when they make the very highest demands upon Him, that they may glorify His name. They may expect large things if they have faith in His promises. The Savior longs to manifest His grace and stamp His character on the whole world. It is His purchased possession, and He desires to make men free and pure and holy.